The Federal Energy Minister, Josh Frydenberg, and renewable energy is a big issue here in Tasmania. It's rare in an election campaign to find something that all the major parties agree on, but they do on that issue. All the major parties say the state should be leading the nation with renewable energy power by becoming entirely reliant on renewables. So can a state that faced an electricity shortage crisis just 18 months ago become self-sufficient? Tasmania is mostly powered by hydroelectric dams, but new wind farms are being built to produce more renewable power. Felicity Ogilvy reports from the site of a proposed wind farm in northwestern Tasmania.
Robins Island is a short boat ride from Tasmania's northwest tip. It's a shrubby place with long white beaches, clear blue water, and some of the cleanest air in the world.
Oh, it's fantastic. It's the best office I've worked in.
David Pollington is an engineer who's built wind farms around the world. Now he's set his sights on building up to 250 turbines here. It would be the biggest wind farm in the Southern Hemisphere.
At the moment, with our full development, we're looking at producing something in up to 5,000 gigawatt hours per annum, which is enough to power about 1.1 million New South Wales homes.
At the moment, the island is largely quiet, with just some sleek black cattle grazing nearby. The island is owned by the Hammond brothers. They've been waiting 17 years to find a company willing to build a wind farm here, as one of the brothers, John, explains.
Being in the roaring 40s, it's one of the best places in the world to actually capture the wind resource and turn it into electricity.
You run a lot of cattle on the island. We can hear them around us at the moment. Will it interfere with them in any way to be grazing under big wind turbines?
No, it's very little take-up of the land that takes it out of grass production.
If the wind farm gets state and federal approvals, it will be built in 2020. That would be in time to satisfy the renewable energy timetable set by both the Tasmanian Liberal government and the Labor opposition. The Liberals pledged to make the state self-sufficient using 100% renewable energy in the next 4 years. They say it will secure the state's energy supply and boost jobs. Labor, on the other hand, says it's also motivated by climate change, and it wants surplus power produced to ensure Tasmania can keep selling power to the national grid. Two new wind farms are already approved and being built elsewhere in Tasmania, but they won't produce enough power to run the state. And energy analyst Roman Domanski says reliability remains an issue with wind power.
If the wind's not blowing, it can't make much of a contribution, obviously. There's pretty reasonable wind resources in Tassie, I hasten to add, but nevertheless, those power plants are what they call intermittent because they do rely on the wind resource being available at any particular time.
But the company planning a wind farm on Robins Island is confident the wind there is fairly consistent, allowing enough energy to be produced to build a second undersea cable across Bass Strait to sell power to the mainland. What remains unclear, no matter who wins government, is who would pay for a new electricity interconnector, business or government.
Felicity Ogilvy reporting.